Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. The new moon in Libra, with moon and sun at 5 degrees of Libra, arrives on Saturday afternoon in my Eastern time zone. Libra is the sign ruled by Venus that brings beauty and peace and harmony and balance. And so we might expect this new moon to be just like that, and it will, but not exclusively. This new moon is opposite Chiron, the wounded healer, in conjunct Uranus in Taurus, and so will bring challenges as we sort out what we need to go forward. At this Libra new moon, we begin again. This is a lunar beginning, which means we are in darkness. We cannot see clearly with our ordinary vision. We rely on intuition. We rely on our bodies, which, let's acknowledge, is not the most comfortable mode for Libra. This air sign cultivates beautiful ideas and persuasive words to move toward a balanced harmony. Libra eagerly invites and champions disparate points of view, but can stay in the head too much while seeking solutions. This new moon is opposite Chiron, the wounded healer, in confrontational Aries. We will not sail into this new cycle on softly lit clouds. We are going to feel uncomfortable. We will find ourselves at the sharp end of a choice point. Overnight tonight, Saturn and the south node of the moon reach their final conjunction in their dance. Previous conjunctions this year occurred on April 30th and July 4th. If those dates were significant for you, this conjunction might complete something or point to what has not yet been finished. For all of us, this Saturn-South Node meeting brings the past forward. Many of us have chosen or been forced to confront family, ancestral, and karmic issues in the last year plus. We've had the chance to see patterns clearly. This brought opportunities to work with those legacies. Whether we've chosen to reclaim parts of our past with reverence and honor, or step away from old patterns that have not served us well, this new moon offers a new perspective. What hurts? Severing ourselves from old ways creates wounds that need tending. Choosing to reclaim our legacy can also create pain as we move to heal within that pattern. If we are in a place of peace, knowing we've done important personal work, Chiron is still there. In this case, we're reminded that personal healing is not the end of the Chironic journey. We are now called to integrate and understand our patterns so we can offer healing to others. The opposition between the Sun and Moon and Chiron is dynamic. This Libra new moon wants to find a good way forward, one that honors the past, recognizes its limitations, and seeks a new way. This is not a new moon for self-congratulation or telling ourselves we're done. The new moon is in conjunct or quincunx Uranus. This aspect is tight and also applying, so strong and present. We are meant to take what we have learned from the past and our work with the past and carry it into the future. The quincunx is an itchy, awkward connection. It's difficult to know exactly what we're meant to do. That's okay. This is a new moon. The night sky is dark. Uranus is in Taurus and knows some things take time. What's important is the intention to change. Venus rules this new moon from her own throne in Libra and rules Uranus in Taurus as well. She is ready to support the crafting of beautiful, balanced wishes and intentions. Venus sextiles Jupiter in Sagittarius. This is a beautiful pairing. Think of two things you love to have together that complement and enhance each other in amazing ways. Your favorite book, or a new book you've been waiting to read, and the perfect glass of wine, or scotch, or tea. Dinner in your favorite restaurant, with a good friend visiting after a long absence. Create your own examples. Our wishes and intentions can be deep, various, optimistic, and plentiful. There is a magical approach to sending wishes out into the cosmos or into our own psyches, or both, that involves creating special symbols called sigils. New moon wishes can easily be created as sigils, but for now, I want to point to another related concept that fits this Venus-Jupiter connection. Chaos magician Gordon White advocates creating shoals of sigils rather than individual ones. Groups of them, like fish that swim together. There are several reasons for this, including giving the cosmos options, making it easier for our grasping minds to let go, and creating a cloud of energy around the wishes. This is an approach Venus and Jupiter together, both in their own castles, will love, support, and celebrate. Expand your thinking. Create not one wish or three, but 10. Jupiter loves more, so do more. In fact, Venus only recently left her square with Saturn, also immured in his own Capricornian castle. So she moves away from a sense of limitations, some created by past decisions and patterns, to connect with Jupiter's optimism and generosity. At this new moon, we cannot forget the past. On the world stage, its legacies are all too present. we must reckon with conditions created by past decisions and patterns, even if we ourselves did not make those choices or support them. At the same time, we are deeply aware of beauty in and all around us. Some of this awareness has the poignancy appropriate to the autumn season in the Northern Hemisphere, and also emerges from our sense that we live in a time of significant endings. We don't know what to expect. Mercury opposes Eris, the chaos goddess. We hear strong voices speaking to the impending losses we face if we do not change significantly and soon. Like Mercury, these are young voices. There is also beauty in hope. The Jupiter-Neptune square is now past, but we still feel its echoes. Perhaps one role of the Venus-Jupiter sextile is to help us articulate what we felt and saw and dreamt during that time. This, too, can feed our new moon wishes. We are in a time of great change. Whether we participate willingly or not, or ignore it, we feel it anyway. At this Libra new moon, we feel where we're hurting. We can explore this place with all the compassion and balanced thoughtfulness that Libra can bring. We remember our past and can explore that as well. Then, we step into a bright place of warmth and hope to craft our wishes. We make lots of wishes, informed by past learning and infused with optimism and beauty. We step into this dark but fertile new moon time with hope. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, urging you to grasp this time, to look, to explore, to celebrate beauty, celebrate potential, and make lots of wonderful wishes for the new moon in Libra. As always, thank you for listening.